20 years ago, the interaction between mental health staff and the police were typically, it was very limited interaction, I think. Oftentimes, for a variety of reasons, budget cuts being one of the major offenders, law enforcement is often the first point of contact for many folks that are experiencing mental health signs or symptoms. At a minimum, I think it's cheaper to offer people treatment than to facilitate a legal process with, and ultimately, which might result in very lengthy incarcerations that are certainly very costly to the taxpayers and to the communities. It makes such a big difference in how the interaction goes with the person. I've had a recent interaction where a family member called with immediate concerns about someone that was receiving services from our agency. The concern was they were having acute symptoms due to not taking their medicine based on a belief that they don't think they have any kind of mental health condition, which oftentimes is the case. And there were immediate safety concerns in terms of this person being a danger to himself and potentially to others as well, based on some of his symptoms that he was having. I responded to the home. My partners in law enforcement met me there. The officers were CIT trained, so that was my lucky day, because the interaction with the police officers went very differently and much better than it would have if they had not had that training. Small things, how they engaged the person, how they responded to his responses or lack thereof. I think without their training and expertise with these particular folks, I think there was a potential for something much more significant and potentially traumatic to happen.
Which misunderstood is often misinterpreted, and when things are misinterpreted, that can mean people get arrested, and sometimes for minor offenses. We certainly do not encourage arrest because of mental illness, more understanding that's an underlying factor. There's a lot of blame that can go on. You can blame the criminal court system. You can blame, pretrial. You can blame a whole slew of people that are involved in the entire process. But the fact remains that the first person they had contact with before they ended up in jail was the officer who arrested them. So how critical, how important that maybe if that officer was able to recognize early on, who knows what the outcome may have been. I think officers, I've sat in many interviews where officers said they wanted to help people. That's why they took the job. There is that law enforcement end of it. There is that crime fighting part of it. But I sincerely believe that many of the officers took the job because of that community caretaking function that they have to fulfill. And that community caretaking function involves taking care of the whole community. And I think CIT, crisis intervention, was the only model back then, and it was kind of left up to agencies to decide which training, and if any training, be it a video at roll call or a more comprehensive training was available. And they really, nothing had been really measured what was successful other than CIT. So I think nowadays people are certainly learning about more programs, practices, concepts that have been effective, and many of them started right here in Rhode Island. The demand was increasing. When you look at the frequency of the encounters between public safety, corrections, firefighters included, those were just unmanageable number of calls without having, the public's demanding that we respond appropriately. They see the videos, they see some of the circumstances that they don't like. But with that demand, we needed to train a lot more officers. Officers can be that catalyst to care. And in many cases, officers are the first person that has come in contact with that person in crisis and has offered the word help and safe.
My hope would be that there are clinicians actually riding along with local police And I know that's the case in a couple cities and towns here in Rhode Island. I know in Warwick that's the case. They have a clinician. But I think, you know, moving toward the future, I would hope that that would be more solidified and, I guess, less dependent on the particular area and more just a standard practice, if you will. You know, to decrease the number of folks with major mental health issues that are incarcerated, I think would be a significant achievement, I think, in the community.